Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Texas is reporting a record number of coronavirus admissions. And as it and other states deal with an upswing in cases, we're joined by Michelle Cortez, health reporter, Bloomberg News. Michelle, what's the latest, not only here in the states, but also internationally as well?
Yeah, well, just as you said, Jennifer, the number of cases are increasing dramatically across the South, and it's something that we're seeing worldwide as well, where some states or some countries that had shown success at getting the virus under control are now seeing upsurges again, and it's continuing to spread at dramatically high rates, especially in places like India.
And the hotspots here in the U.S. still in the South and Southwest?
Exactly. It's still Texas is actually getting overwhelmed. The hospitals are getting overwhelmed in a number of places. Florida is increasing, Arizona, California, all across the Sun Belt countries, states.
What are you hearing from the World Health Organization?
Right. Well, so the big thing with the World Health Organization today is this report from 239 scientists saying that they believe that the virus might actually be aerosolized, which means that it can float through the air. So that's something that we see a lot in people, for example, with measles. If somebody with measles walks into a room and then immediately leaves, 2 hours later, someone else can walk in that room and contract measles simply from the virus that's circulating in the air. They're not saying it's that bad, of course, with coronavirus, but to this point, we had thought that it was a respiratory disease spread by droplets, which fall quickly to the floor and thus aren't really that much of a risk in the room. But now they're saying, no, there is evidence that coronavirus particles can get small enough, they can hang in the air, and they can put you at increased risk for much longer periods of time.
So how would something like that play out with the mask debate? And you have, it looks like the White House is still saying that it's rejecting calls for a national mask wearing mandate. And then you see other countries like Germany, which seems to support masks.
Yeah, well, in all honesty, there is no debate anymore about masks. Masks, absolutely, in the context of airborne virus or even droplets, masks are protective. We've seen overwhelming scientific evidence of that. There's a political question about whether you can mandate somebody take control of their health, just like seatbelts were controversial for a long period of time. But there's no question on the masks. But it does create a lot of confusion about what you do with this, because if you have droplets of the virus hanging around in the air, that means that everyone's going to be so much more vulnerable for much longer periods of time and in much smaller settings. So think about going back to school. Everyone is going to have to wear masks going back to work. It's not like you can just be 6 foot apart from someone and then you'll be okay if you're in an enclosed environment. You would need to be wearing a mask all the time. They would need to increase their circulating air to filter it better. We would need some ultraviolet light to kill some of these particles. It would require a wholesale reshift of how we think about going back to indoor environments.
Michelle, you've been covering this since almost the beginning here, and I'm curious as to what you are looking at and what you're seeing and what's not being talked about here.
Well, you know, what's not being talked about is the future and how this is going to play out, and that's because there's so much uncertainty, right? A lot of people are really counting on vaccines and therapeutics, and we still don't have an awful lot of information on that, and there's not as much planning going into what we're going to do if those pieces don't fall into place. So that's what keeps me up at night. That's what I worry about. Hopefully it'll all work out. Hopefully we'll have really successful vaccines. Hopefully we'll get even better therapeutics than remdesivir that we have now and some of the steroids, dexamethasone, which has shown some promise. And we are making progress. There is data coming. We just don't have anything yet.
That's Michelle Cortez, health reporter, Bloomberg News in Minneapolis.